From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. South Africa's rate of unemployment is about 25%. Some businesses and economists say South African labor laws are too restrictive. They say this keeps the jobless rate too high. Business leaders are especially concerned about laws on employing and dismissing workers. For example, Simon Arcus dismissed an employee who stabbed another worker. The employee took the businessman to labor court. Mr. Arcus spent $7,000 in court before he reached a settlement with the employee.
I really shouldn't have been in a position to have had to spend anything. And the actual money part didn't bug me as much as the fact that I had to give up my time and other staff members and go to considerable expense when, in my opinion, it was an open and closed case.
Business owners like Simon Arcus believe it should be easier to dismiss an employee. Now owners must give an employee a warning in person and then two separate written warnings. Then comes a hearing where employees can defend their actions. Only after that can employees be dismissed. However, the employee can dispute the dismissal in labor court. Lawyer Shamima Gaibi works closely with labor unions. She says workers need to be protected by the law.
Given the imbalances, and I think given of the past, and given the issues that have arisen from that past, I think that for the first time in this country's history, I think employees have the basic rights, which I think all employees should have around the world.
She notes the case of striking mine workers in the town of Marikana as an example of the need for strong labor laws in South Africa. Police shot and killed 34 miners there last year when the strike turned violent.
I think that until and unless the employers and the trade unions achieve an amicable relationship that generates trust and almost generates an atmosphere of working together, I think for the moment and maybe for the foreseeable future, I think legislation is needed.
Another lawyer, Nick Robb, says South Africa's Labor Relations Act was one of the most important laws passed after the end of white minority rule.
The first piece of legislation which they dealt with was the Labor Relations Act, which wasn't surprising. I mean, it made complete sense. And they actually installed it as a very, very important piece of legislation. It ranked second only to the Constitution amongst all statutes in this country.
Last year, more than half of those living in South African cities said the country's labor laws are slowing growth. South Africa was rated next to last in hiring and firing practices in a report from the World Economic Forum. Lucy Holborn is with the South Africa Institute for Race Relations. She says the country's businesses are being pressured to help end poverty and inequality, and the government expects them to create jobs. And that's the Economics Report. I'm Milagros Ardine.